The aid group Médecins Sans Frontières, or Doctors Without Borders, has suspended its mission in Afghanistan. That decision comes after five of its aid workers were killed in an ambush yesterday by suspected Taliban fighters. They were attacked as they drove through a northwestern province of the country, an area that had been considered relatively safe. The attack brings the number of aid workers killed in Afghanistan so far this year to 21. That's compared with 13 in all of 2003. Sarah Chase is a former NPR reporter. She's been devoted to humanitarian work in Afghanistan for 2 years now. She's currently director of a local dairy cooperative in the southern city of Kandahar, and she joins us from Kandahar by phone. Sarah, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
We're wondering how much you feel the threat in the daily work that you do there of possible attacks by Taliban fighters or anyone else.
So far in Kandahar, I would say that while the number of deadly or bloody attacks has gone up in town over the 2 or 2.5 years that I've been here, at the same time, in town anyway, the attacks have been random. There have been things like booby-trapped roads or explosive devices put under carts or something like that. The more targeted attacks have tended to take place outside of town.
So you're mindful, I suppose, as you drive around outside of Kandahar of possible risks to what you do.
Yeah, and I'm mindful of the attitude of people. I recently went out to some of the villages that we work in, and for the first time since I've been here, I found people reluctant to have me take their photographs. I do take some precautions. For example, I'm careful to keep my windows at least partly rolled up when I'm driving around so that it's harder for someone to put a grenade in my truck or something like that. That has happened to soldiers here.
Sarah, there was this ominous statement yesterday after the killing of these aid workers for Doctors Without Borders. A purported spokesman for the Taliban said, "International aid workers are working for the policy of America," and said, "We're going to kill more of them."
The international community working here, in particular the international humanitarian community, makes a great effort to draw a distinction between its activities and the activities of either the American government or the American military. But my feeling is that Afghans do not make that distinction. So this statement, while perhaps the first time that it's been articulated this way, I think it really simply reflects the reality that's been consistent for the last 2 years.
When you see a group as generally fearless as Doctors Without Borders suspending operations in the whole of Afghanistan, what kind of climate does that create for other aid workers in the country?
It certainly sends a distressing message. I mean, down here, Mercy Corps, which is based in Portland, has been one of the oldest humanitarian presences here, and it no longer has any internationals in its Kandahar office.
If there has been any kind of a rising anti-Americanism, it doesn't have to do with religious ideology. It's very practical. It has to do with a sense of disillusionment that the American promise somehow hasn't been fulfilled. There's a kind of downward spiral that starts to be launched or be engaged by these kinds of events. It's really sad. It's just really sad. And for the rest of us, there does tend to be a kind of feeling of more and more beleaguerment, and it becomes kind of harder and harder every day, every week, every month.
Sarah, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sarah Chase is a former NPR reporter. She now runs a local dairy cooperative in Kandahar in southern Afghanistan.